Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Friday on WEEI is presented by Toyota, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Shaw's and Star Market, FindMassMoney.gov, and by McFarlane Energy. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Final hour here on a Friday, WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Ted Johnson, thanks so much for being with us today. Getting ready for Patriots and Bucks. We got Celtics and Magic. Bruins have won five in a row. What a concept that is. And everything else fun going on here as the calendar flips to November. Before we get into the drive, Ted Johnson and I were talking during the break about the concept of prime vision. So if you were watching Thursday Night Football, by the way, if you made it through Thursday Night Football, God bless you, because you're owed your subscription back after watching that one.
No doubt.
It's brutal.
Oh, my God. And I know that not every team needs to have a primetime game, but like, can't we just flex the Raiders into like that 9:30 slot that they have on Sundays for the international games? But that's neither here nor there. You were telling me about something that probably actually would have made last night's game at least informative, if not entertaining. What is prime vision?
It's an alternate stream concept that they offer up for, you know, people that have Prime. If you can watch the game, you can watch it in an alternative kind of form and stream, and it's called Prime Vision, and it is fascinating. So they basically highlight the intended receiver, or not the intended receiver, but the eligible receivers. They highlight the best receiver, where he's lined up, who's the defender that's on him. They circle the defenders that are look like they're going to blitz. It's a really great, and the angle of it is interesting. It's kind of like up and back behind the offense. So it's all 22.
Yep.
But up and back behind the quarterback. And so you get all 22 players, so you can see everything. You see everything open up so clearly from that view, as opposed to the sideline view that you get. You can't necessarily see the lanes open up, but you see everything so clearly from the angle that they offer up. And then with all the technology that they infuse into the plays, I think it's really cool. It might be too much for the average fan. It's like, okay, this is all distracting. I don't need all this extra graphics. But I think it's actually pretty cool. They offer up different metrics about whatever that team's, if they're in the red zone, okay, the Broncos in the red zone are this. It's a third down and long. They rank this in third down. So it to me, it's a cool way to watch the game. It's like a next level way to watch NFL games. And if that interests you, check it out. I think the picture, the only thing that was kind of keeping me captivated was not only that, but just the old Broncos uniforms, which
are
the best.
Sweet.
I just couldn't get over those uniforms and that feature on Prime Vision. An excellent kind of viewing experience for me, other than just the old overall product I was watching.
I just wanted to add, well, hey, my God, anything would have been better than that. Bars and Tone or the American Flag National Anthem channel would have been better than that freaking game last night. But I wonder if this is like AI powered. I mean, it's Amazon, obviously. So I wonder what the technology is that allows them to. There's got to be something, Dan, that engine that is powering that in a predictive capacity.
It's video game-esque. So I would wonder if it's very similar technology that's copied from a Madden play calling system, something like that.
I almost think it is. I'm curious what it caught. Like, do you know that the yellow line that shows where the first down marker is?
Yeah.
This was a few years ago. It was this. Do you know how much it costs to just put that little yellow strip there on it?
Way more than I would guess.
Compared to, you know, for the NFL, it's not that much, but it's $20,000.
That's crazy.
Per game. So if they don't have that yellow line, then you know they're cheaping out. If you have that yellow line showing you the first down marker, then you know, at least that was 5 years ago, they dropped $20,000 to have that line there.
Jeez.
For us to view. And I just, can you imagine not watching a football game and not knowing where the first down marker is?
Oh, no. I'd be lost. More lost than I normally am. Stiz, you're my average fan of meter on something like this. Would you watch a broadcast like that, or would you prefer just a regular football broadcast?
No. Listen, the more information you can give me, obviously, the better. But sometimes it is too much. Like I was telling you, I tried to watch Red Zone. My stepdad has Red Zone. That was a little too much for me because, like, I would be watching a game. I start to get invested, and then, whoop! Changes right over to another one. And
it's
then,
overstimulation.
Yeah, it's a little too much. So there is definitely a happy median.
All right, before we get to the drive, Justin is in Washington on the Patriots. What's up, Justin?
Yeah, this is right along the lines of what you guys are saying. And my question is to help me be more informed as I'm watching this game because I'm more of a baseball guy.
Yeah.
But my best friend in D.C. is a Bucs fan, and he's saying he hopes their defense blitzes a lot because their secondary has been playing out of this world. They have a great run defense, but their linebackers and edge rushers are atrocious, according to him. So I was hoping you guys could let me know what to expect from the Patriots offense. Specifically, how should we know if they're exploiting the weaknesses in the Bucs defense? And is that like explosive plays? Is it long drives? Is it running, throwing? Can you just help me understand what we're watching on Sunday?
Justin, thank you for the call. Ted, is this as simple as the Miami game plan that you were talking about, is the way you exploit what the Bucs are going to be giving you?
Well, I think, yes, in a sense. So the ball, if I had to guess, my guess is the time that the ball got to Drake May's hands and the time that the ball was thrown was one of the fastest times of any game. So the ball's going to come out fast. My guess is it's a similar game plan. I forgot the caller's name, but my man in D.C., it basically
Justin.
They're going to want to get the ball out of his hands fast.
Right.
So you're going to see free releases from the running backs. You're going to be quick outs from the tight ends. And that is how it's going to be screens, I'm hoping, draws, because you want to make the kind of use their over-aggressiveness against them by just basically inviting them into the backfield and then hitting them with screens and then taking off. So a lot of quick hitting stuff, screens, draws, slants, and anything to get the ball out fast will kind of negate the pass rush.
Fitzy, is that consistent with the info you got on Six Rings this morning about the defense?
100%. 100%. Jamel Dean's playing well. Antoine Winfield Jr. is playing well. They're very aggressive, playing fast and furious and free. It's a really good defense. Like, look, Levante, their linebackers, Levante David, is as old as the Bible. But again, he's a really good playmaker. He's a stud, just like Bobby Wagner. It's like, I don't know how you guys keep doing it, rolling them out every year, almost in their 40s, and they're super good. But if you can avoid the rush, yes, it's going to be tough to throw into the teeth of that secondary. That's why, again, the flares, the quick screens, the quick hitters are going to be so important to try to neutralize the pass rush and keep the secondary guessing.
What makes me nervous, Fitzy and Dan, is that the Bucs have the most free rushers of any defense. So there's teams that completely miss their blitzers because they do a great job of crowding the line of scrimmage, and you don't know who's, you know, when you have just four guys on the line of scrimmage and everyone else is back in there, then you go, okay, those are the four rushers. But when they put eight guys up there and they all line them up in the same line at the snap, some drop, some rush, maybe they all rush, Maybe they all drop.
Right.
You know, maybe some drop and some rush. It gets very, very confusing for an offensive line to pick up and know where guys are coming. And that kind of, whenever you line up all those guys up on the line of scrimmage, I think it puts a lot of pressure on that quarterback because he doesn't know how much they're sending, what they're sending. And so that makes it very difficult with an offensive line that is young on the left side and a young quarterback.
Good challenge coming up for the Patriots against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll get to more of that here in The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Well, Fitzy, we opened the show today talking about this game and specifically the stakes of Patriots and Buccaneers. Tom Brady called it a game of the year candidate. Tommy Curran called it at least a game of the week in the NFL. So those are the conversations we're having around the Patriots this season, something that maybe we didn't see coming through nine games. But my question to you simply is, what's at stake for the New England Patriots? What does a win versus a loss mean for this Patriots team?
A loss has to be qualified, because if this is a competitive loss where they're in it all four quarters against one of the best teams in the NFC or the NFL at large, and a team that ESPN.com said could very well represent the NFC at Super Bowl 60, then a well-fought close loss is a great step in the right direction, or at least proof positive that your Patriots belong in the conversation with other postseason contenders, that they're the real deal and a legitimate team. They bonafide, Daddy. But if this team gets blown out, if they don't show up Sunday and it's a lopsided affair, then here comes the whole like, oh, they were ahead of schedule, but they're really more a product of it. And they should have made more, like the dreaded trade deadline stuff could rear its head again, Ted, perhaps to a certain degree. Some people saying, well, they should have brought in this, that. I don't think that would have made that much of a difference. We were more concerned about depth pieces. So they're standing in the eyes of the national football audience, considering the showcase and the shine that they're getting this Sunday, Dan, is really what's at stake, as well as what Teddy pointed out earlier in the program as well, vying for the number one overall seed in the AFC. It's up for grabs. Mm-hmm. If you want it, go get it.
Ted, what's at stake for you?
I just concur with everything that Fitzy just said. It's basically, I think the number one seed is at play here. I think that's definitely something that is they're playing for at this point. I mean, you know, if they were able to win this game, you know, they'll be tied with the Colts and the Broncos for the best record in the AFC. And does anybody feel like the Colts or the Broncos are going to run away with it?
Broncos, no. Colts, I'd have to take another look at their schedule. There's certainly firepower there, but I don't feel any more confident than I do about the Patriots in that regard.
Right. So I'm greedy. Let's go for the number one seed, man. So to me, that's what's kind of at stake. A little bit of what's at stake if they lose is, okay, this team is a little bit, you know, you look deeper into the numbers. Their team DVOA is 14th. You know, that barely. You know, there's 14 teams that make the playoffs, so they're the worst, you know, team that would make the playoffs with the worst DVOA. Maybe, you know, they had a soft schedule. They're not as good as – so that all that stuff will come kind of out there. Maybe the team starts doubting itself. You win the game, then, oh, baby, they got three cupcakes before the bye week, and you can really extend this thing. And I just think the number one seed's on the table if you're able to win this game.
Yeah, you're playing the Jets on a short turnaround on Thursday night in your fancy Nor'easter uniforms. Then you travel to Cincinnati to take on the defense-free Bengals, who certainly can score with the best of them on any given Sunday. But their schedule is quite favorable. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis, the Colts have a sneaky, tough schedule. Check this out. So Sunday they're in Germany against the Falcons, and we know the Falcons played the Pats tough last week.
And I still believe anything can happen in those games overseas. I struggle to bet on anything consistent happening in those games, but that's its own argument.
I struggle to get myself dressed in the morning. all right, so then after that, you've got Colts at the Chiefs, then Texans at the Colts at the Jaguars, Colts at the Seahawks, then they finish with 49ers at Colts.
They got a tough schedule.
That is a tough, tough schedule. Yeah. And then another game against the Jags, then another game at the Texans. Like, there's not a dog, there's not a rollover, there's not a cakewalk. there's not an easy one on the rest of that schedule. For them to go, let's say the tech, let's say the Colts go 5-3 the rest of the way, or you know, or split those games, like that would still be a highly respectable record. But the Patriots, like we're talking about them maybe dropping two or three tops the rest of the way, like. Yep. The path is opening for them.
So look at, and you're just looking at the Colts. How about with the Broncos, who got an 8-2 record? Who do they got now after this win against the Raiders? They got the Chiefs, the Commanders, the Raiders, the Packers, the Jaguars, the Chiefs again, and then the Chargers.
So they have about two more games where you could unequivocally expect them to win, the other Raiders game and the one right before that. But other than
the Commanders game,
metal meets the road in a way that the Patriots certainly are not seeing this year. Because other than the Ravens and the Bills, I mean, the rest are really just kind of cakewalks. But what is at stake this weekend for the Patriots? We asked Mike Giardi that same question, Mike of Boston Sports Journal. What is at stake this weekend, Mike?
Well, it's the biggest game they played on the schedule since Buffalo, right? And not to diminish the wins that have come in between those games, right? But the Buffalo game was like, all right, show me what you got. And they did. You go to Tampa Bay and you win in Tampa Bay, even with the injuries. That's another one, another sort of feather that you put in your cap and say, like, doesn't matter where we go, doesn't matter who we play. I know what you can say about our schedule, but we're taking on all comers and we're beating them.
Meanwhile, for the Patriots quarterback, Drake May, this is another test and maybe the biggest test to date in his MVP resume that he's putting together. So, Ted, I ask you in kind of that same vein, what's at stake for Drake as he goes up against Baker Mayfield?
I think what's at stake is he basically will be, you know, he kind of jumped off the springboard and now he'll be jet rocket fueled into space if he's able to win this game. I just think the momentum's building towards Drake May. The MVP talk is real. This a win against, you know, another MVP candidate in Baker Mayfield would go a long way in kind of raising his profile. It's ascending so fast, it'll just send him up even faster, his profile in his I just think people are going to be paying more attention to this team from this point on. I think now you're talking like they're getting flexed into primetime games. People are talking about it nationally a lot more. When you turn on Get Up in the morning, the first thing they're going to be talking about is the Patriots and Drake May. And golly, it's been years since that's happened. So that's kind of what's at stake for Drake May. Probably goes from third best odds to win the MVP. I don't know. Maybe the second best odds, right? Depending on how, Mahomes and my guy up there in Buffalo play, Josh plays. So I just think there's a lot of things that will propel him forward if Drake May is able to win this game.
Yeah, he really has so much to gain, very little to lose. Look, if he gets his face blitzed off, the line falls apart, and he just can't execute the game plan, nobody's going to say like, oh, this kid doesn't belong, or, oh, you know, obviously he wasn't ready, because he proved he was ready for the spotlight a couple weeks ago against Buffalo. I don't expect Tampa to just roll Sunday. It's not going to be roll, Bucks, roll. I don't expect them to trample the Pats by any stretch. I think everybody expects this to be a tight game. And if Drake May can pull off the win on the road against one of the top six teams in the NFL and run their record to 8-2, holy smokes. I mean, watch. Oh, if you thought the Drake May love fest was something the last couple of weeks, Monday, the insufferability in Pats Nation and on any sports talking head show is going to be unbearable.
It's not going to be easy to get there, as unbearable as it will be if he wins. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be roadblocks in front of him, something that he's faced to this point in the season. We asked Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator, about how Drake has handled adversity, roadblocks, and things in his way to this point.
How are you, friend?
I'm doing great.
We also made sure he liked us before we played that.
Josh.
Attaboy.
Nah, he loves that. Stizzle. The second the interview was over, he played it, and then he tells me again, he's like, oh, I love this. Well, I'm going to haunt you with this drop.
You pull his buddy, Andy Hart, good buddy, how are you? You pull that out of the mix. You got to make sure that you warm Josh up at the beginning. Here's what he actually said.
With the same consistent demeanor that he has when things are going great, I think that's a tribute to the young man's personality and character. He's pretty much the same every day, win, lose, or draw. And I think when he has opportunities to handle adversity, he's done a nice job of that. You know, he's a leader. And for a young player to be a leader, You have to demonstrate consistency in the way that you lead and how you interact with others. And I think Drake's done a nice job of being accountable when he makes a mistake and encouraging when somebody else does. So I just, again, I think that's something that every quarterback has to go through. You learn how to live with success. You learn how to live with some failures. And hopefully you remain the same person through it all. And there's no question that he is.
It's so important to have a quarterback that is the same all the time. You know, win or lose, like Josh said, you have the same energy, you have the same attitude, you have a professional kind of way about you. You show up every day ready to do your job, because that he sets the tone for the rest of the team. You know, if you have like an emotional quarterback or a mercurial quarterback, you don't know what you're getting from day to day, game to game. It can really... The whole team is kind of the same way, because you, so much of your energy and effort and focus is derived from the attitude of your quarterback, your franchise quarterback. So the fact that he's even keeled all the time is a huge, huge quality and trait that is important to being not only a great quarterback, but also being a great team.
Yeah, you want your quarterback, guys, to obviously understand how big certain moments are, take advantage of them, rise to the occasion, etc. But if he can treat, you know, being up 30 first and 10 at the 43-yard line the same as he can down 6 on the opponent's 11 with 3 seconds left and no timeouts, and he's got the same demeanor and the same calm, I mean, that's something special. Like, that's astronaut level cool. That's really amazing. And to hear that he's able to handle himself that way, like, that must just make the complex job of Josh McDaniels that much easier.
I'll just say this. If he's up 30, get his ass out of the game. Do not keep him in the game if he's up 30.
To you, Commanders.
That's it.
Yeah.
Get him out of the game, baby.
I don't need anybody in an immobilized brace on their arm when you're winning or losing a game. But that is The Drive here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed our full conversations with Josh McDaniels and Mike Giardi, you can find them on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just look up WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we're making our picks. It's week 10. It is the Afternoons Pick 6, and to answer the question everybody will have, just because Andy Hart is not here doesn't mean we can omit his pick. So we'll see if we can pick a winner in spite of that. That's up next. But first, here's what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Bruins won their fifth straight game last night. They beat the Ottawa Senators in overtime by a score of 3-2. Three of the last four Bruins victories have come in either overtime or the shootout. The Bees visit the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night. The Celtics begin a three-game road trip tonight when they visit the Orlando Magic. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. The game comes as part of group play for the NBA Cup. The Seas are 1-0 in the tournament so far, while the Magic have yet to play in a game. The Patriots return to the practice field this morning. New England visits the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Head coach Mike Vrabel said earlier today that running back Ramondre Stevenson, wide receiver Kayshon Boutte, and linebacker Christian Ellis are all out for Sunday's game. Meanwhile, the Bucs have ruled out running back Bucky Irving, wide receiver Chris Godwin, and outside linebacker Hassan Reddick for Sunday's game as well. Boston College Hockey visits Vermont tonight. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Coverage on WEEI 850 a.m. begins at 6:45. And Boston College Football hosts the Mustangs of SMU tomorrow afternoon at Chestnut Hill. Kickoff is at noon. Coverage on WEEI begins after Ken and Curtis at 11:30 a.m. Head into the 99 Restaurant for hot, hearty helpings. Dig into the homestyle chicken pot pie with tons of chicken and a flaky crust, or warm your belly with the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow simmer beef. So grab your friends and come on in. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right
at Designer Shoe Warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
After this.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Rests his head on a pillow made of concrete. Again, I'm feeling maybe he'll see a little better set of days.
Stiz, I don't know this version of this.
Yeah, this is a funk version.
I love this.
Even Flow by Pearl Jam. Badass.
It's sacrilege to say I like it more.
Ooh.
But this,
that is sacrilege.
Yeah, that is.
That's
oh, wait. Cool. This absolutely is like, you know, like after a ski weekend in Vermont or something like that, everyone is just like three or four après ski beers in, and you just go see like some rando funk band and you just have a jam. This is awesome.
Like Fitzy Stevens, ski weekend rich out here. But
I don't ski. I just drive and cook.
Oh,
Eddie B's got many talents, so he made a whole album off of just a ukulele.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ted Johnson, ever meet Eddie Vedder?
I have.
Oh, my.
You haven't heard the story?
No.
Oh, I can tell you.
All right, let's go.
There we go. Yeah, come on. We got it.
Yeah, 1996. Eddie and the Pearl Jam was playing up in Bangor, Maine on a Thursday night. And Todd Collins and myself, it was our bye weekend. So that weekend. But Parcells had us practicing all week. And so we thought, you know what? It's a bye week. Should we go see Pearl Jam? And then just get to practice with a little bit of sleep, right? Because the guy that got us tickets, okay, he told us, he swore us that we were going to go backstage and see Eddie Vedder and get to meet him and hang out with the band before the concert. And it was only like a couple hours up there, and we'd be back, and he got us a limo. And Todd and I were like, okay, you know, we didn't really know this guy, but we trusted him. Bangor, Maine's like five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We get up there and we pull the limousine in the back alley and we knock on the door and the manager is looking at this guy that's got this thing set up and he's like, I don't know you. What? It just, and we were like, oh my God, this guy's totally scammed us. Didn't have the manager let Todd and I go in and he set us right next to the stage. Oh, and he wouldn't let the other guy in. They took us up there. I swear.
Good. Right?
But this is me. This is how I think. So I bring all this stuff signed, autographed, like Bledsoe. I had him sign every, you know, all this stuff. I wanted to give it to Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
And it was weird. It was weird because who was at the game? Dennis Rodman was at the game. Big Pearl Jam fan. Dennis Rodman was at the concert.
Okay.
And he was kind of off to the side with us, too. Eddie brought him up for, for Alive, the song, and he had him, and Dennis Rodman put him on his shoulders, and then he fell back, and he was singing the song upside down. It was really cool. But anyway, this concert ends, and we're leaving, and we go out to the limo, and I'm sitting there, and I got all this stuff, and I'm like, man, I didn't even get to see Eddie Vedder. I was so bummed. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back in one more time and see if I can meet him.
Yeah.
I go back in. The manager lets me back in. I go in, and there's Eddie walking through the hallway, and I see him. I'm like, Eddie, Ted Johnson, I'm a linebacker with the Patriots. Man, I got this stuff for you. Would you mind signing my shirt? He goes, oh, yeah, you're a fan? Oh, cool, Teddy. Sure, I'll sign your stuff. So I got a cool autographed T-shirt of Eddie Vedder hanging up in my house right now.
And that's awesome.
I'll send you a picture. That's so yeah.
Yes, please send the pic.
Yeah, unbelievable. Cool. You spin the celebrity wheel, and Ted Johnson's got a good chance of not
going
bankrupt.
I thought you asked me that because you knew the story. But we talked about the dry spit at the practice the next day. It was a very difficult practice to get to.
Yeah.
Get through, I should say.
I would certainly imagine.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank God for a bye week. But Parcells aware?
Had
of
no
any
idea.
Of this?
No clue. No
Still
clue.
Still practiced right through it?
Yep.
Really?
Just a little light practice before the weekend. And so we got up there back in one piece and were able to get through the practice and got a great story out of it.
Unbelievable. Yep. The trials and tribulations of being a pro athlete. All right. Time to make our picks. Week 10. We're doing better. It's time, Stiz, for the pick six.
A pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go.
All right. After a tumultuous beginning to the season, we were 13-23 as a unit. Ooh. After week six, we have battled back to 500 at 27-27. Whoa. Ted Johnson, we recap this on Monday. You are
in need
of a new T-shirt, is what you are.
Yeah, I forget what I am. You tell me. I can't remember.
You are a snowman, 8-1. Congratulations to Stiz as well, who is on a winning streak and has jumped into solo position of second place at 5-4.
Okay.
He's been on a tear. Trusted the Steelers. They trusted him back. Myself, Fitzy, Brian at 4-5, and Andy Hart, bless his heart, at 2-7. We'll start with Andy Hart. He's got the Carolina Panthers -5.5. They are at home against the lowly New Orleans Saints. The offense, no matter who they put under center for those New Orleans Saints, just sucks out loud. So Carolina relatively quiet at the deadline. Rico Dowdle's been a pretty good revelation for them. So Andy is trusting the Carolina Panthers -5.5. Nick Fitzy Stevens, your pick this week.
Yeah, I actually like Andy's pick very much this week. I thought about that for a little while, but then you know what? I thought, let's get dangerous. Let's have a little fun this week. 2 weeks in a row, I flirted with and found success with 14.5-point spreads. Now, there aren't any spreads nearly as big this week. I think the largest one on the board is the Bills, 9.5 at the Dolphins down in Miami. But I'll tell you, the Chicago Bears, they are a fun team, man. They are, you want to talk about like roller skating blind after a six pack. They are just wild and all over the place. The Giants, the Bears defense sucks. The Giants defense sucks more. They're home. You know, you got to cover a 3.5-point spread. I'll take Ben Johnson and that high flying, wild, unpredictable Bears offense.
I think that's a great pick because I think that Scadaboo injury for the Giants just let whatever air in the balloon out for the remainder of the season. I don't see them being able to string plays together consistently. So I'm plenty comfortable with that pick. So we got Carolina, we got the Bears, and we have Ted Johnson. What's your pick this week, Teddy?
I'm going with the team that I picked last week. I'm feeling pretty good about the Seahawks. So I took the Seahawks last week, and I'm going to just keep riding that horse till she bucks me. It is interesting that the Cardinals, it feels like this. Let's play a little audio from the head coach of the Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon. He is deciding to roll with Jacoby Brissett as opposed to Kyler Murray. And this is he gives his reasons why.
I'm gonna go with Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback. Is this a decision based on injury that Kyler Murray has or because of Jacoby Brissett's play that he's become the starter for the rest of the season?
Yeah, truthfully, both factors, Gambo. You know what I mean? I like what the offense is doing right now. I like where they're at. And like I said, Kyler, I just told the media, like Kyler's not fully healthy right now. So just makes sense to me to just, you know, get out in front of it. I think it provides clarity for our team right now. So we can game plan and do the things that we need to do getting ready for Seattle.
The biggest news.
Yep. Sorry.
Not fully healthy.
Yeah,
could
fully
be 99.9% healthy.
I don't know. I don't know. I think this is demotion for Kyler Murray. That's how I'm reading this. Jacoby Brissett. He's the kind of guy that goes out and has a great game. He played great last week, And then just, you know, it's like, oh, it's Jacoby Brissett. He's got to remind you that there's a reason why he's been a perennial backup. The Seahawks are favored by 6.5. They are at home. They got a better winning record on the road than they do at home, but still, regardless, I just can't imagine Jacoby putting two games back-to-back really that are good. And also, another thing, the Seahawks. I'm kind of a big team DVOA guy. The Seahawks are, when it comes to metrics, the best football team in the NFL. They are first in team DVOA. So, Sam Darnold's cooking right now. So, yeah. I got the Seahawks -6.5 points over the Cardinals.
Fitz, you like that one?
Absolutely. And especially considering that they made a trade for Rashid Shaheed. They went down to Washington and throttled the Commanders. That offense is firing on all cylinders. They got the second best wide receiver in the NFL, a good run game, and an opportunistic defense. Solid pick. I can see them covering by a touchdown easy.
And Smith and Jigba, he is on pace to break records right now. I mean, he is on pace to beat, I think, Calvin Johnson's record for most yards in a season. So he is lighting it up, and then you bring in Rashid Shaheed. Oh, baby, watch out.
Now, we talk a lot about Jonathan Taylor being a non-quarterback MVP this season. JSN is not getting any play. He's not going to win it, but he's got to be right up there for what he's done to Sam Darnold and keeping that offense going. All right, so we got Seattle. We got them on the board for our first three picks, Carolina, the Bears, and the Seattle Seahawks. Stiz, your pick in the pick six this week.
I am going with the 5-3 Lions. They're at the Commanders, -8.5. The Commanders just lost their quarterback after a dumb decision to keep him in. And I think this is going to be a bounce back game for the Lions. They just had a tough loss to Minnesota last week. I think they'll be looking to get some get back. They're hungry for a win. So give me Detroit.
Okay. We got the Lions back on there. Yeah, that Vikings game was brutal. It was the biggest cover for an underdog in Kevin O'Connell's tenure or something like that. A lot of things that screwed me with the Lions last week, if I'm being completely honest. Brian Frazoco has the Ravens -3 against those same Vikings, so tread cautiously there, Bri. And I have the Bills in that big spread against the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins beat up on the Atlanta Falcons 34-10 and then came right back down to earth. The bookending games on either side of that, 31-6 loss to the Browns and then 28-6 loss to the Baltimore Ravens. I just don't see them mustering much of a fight. I was a little worried about James Cook being injured, but he was ruled as good to go earlier today by Sean McDermott, so that helps fantasy owners like myself. It helps the Bills. I think Buffalo is going to smoke them. So that is our picks. Those are our picks, I should say, for the pick six this week. Carolina, Chicago, Seattle, Buffalo, Detroit, and the Baltimore Ravens. The Andy Hart bank account, six-way Memorial Parlay, odds of +4708, $4708, $10 pays $451.52. Sense. Right. That's your value, and I did not do it for $2 because Andy's not here, so I don't need to tell him that. So those are our picks. As always, bet wisely, but we were 4-2 last week, up to 27-27 on the season, so not too bad. We'll leave that one there. When we return, odds and ends to wrap up a Friday show. We'll make our picks for Patriots and Bucks, and we'll listen back to something we played earlier on in the show from Tom Brady because it got Stiz hot and bothered. I want to hear why. We'll do that next.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now. More of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Time for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. How about that? Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Before we make our pick, Patriots and Bucks, we've been previewing it all day and all week. It's the game of the week, according to Tom Curran. It's a game of the year candidate, according to Tom Brady. But, and again, before we make our picks, I want to go back and listen a bit more closely to Tom's preview that was shared on social media by he and Fox Sports. So, Stiz, let's take one more listen at that.
This team doesn't always get mentioned in the same breath as the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Bills, but they should. The Bucs come off their bye week at number 3, setting up a huge showdown with the Pats in Tampa. We got two teams who might feel like they have something to prove. Yeah, I like that. And that usually results in a great football game.
Game of the year alert? I think so.
Just don't ask me to pick any sides here.
Okay. Pretty benign on first listen, but Stiz, you were hot and bothered about a specific part of this. What got you bothered?
At the very end, his little, try to be funny. Don't ask me to pick sides. So really, the guy that you, the region you won 6 Super Bowls, you started your career, all these memories, you can't pick the Patriots over the Bucks that you played 1 year with? That's crazy. That's a slap in the face to Patriots fans.
The Buck fans buy TB12 products too now. It's not just Patriot fans, you know?
Get out of here. Now, I know. Now, and that's a fair argument. And I was saying that, like, I get it. If he does pick the Patriots, you have Tampa Bay fans being salty. But that's life. I mean, come on, man. Like, this is where you made your career. This is where you became the man, the myth, the legend.
Yep.
You can't pick New England? Give me a break.
It does kind of, I think, encapsulate, though, what Tom's about, which is straight on the fence, not having an opinion, he doesn't want to say anything that's going to offend one side, so he plays it neutral. That's just Tom being Tom. That's what he does.
Fitzy, what'd you make of that fence sitting there by Tom Brady?
It's so lame. It's a completely on brand for Brady right now.
Definitely.
Yeah, like, you guys, I can't. You played 3 years with one and 20 with the other. Don't say, like, don't make me pick between wives. One of them gave you a family. The other one took you in when you decided to start living out wild. Oh, and it actually cost you your real-life family. I rarely get pissed at Tom Brady. This sucks.
Yeah, it absolutely does. But I know you said it tongue-in-cheek about how, you know, Tampa fans buy TB12 products.
Yeah.
You're going to offend somebody's sensibilities by picking a team. You're going to offend somebody's ability to use their wallet on you in some capacity.
Yeah.
You're going to offend the Raiders by picking a side if you say, I like the Pats, I like the Bucks. So I'm not saying I agree with it. I can just see from a guy who I perceive as being motivated by money and whatever else is kind of running through his head right now. I understand why he didn't say it. It's sad. It's extremely sad.
Yeah.
But good call out there by Stiz on that clip from Tom Brady, who unfortunately will not have the call for this one, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, let's make our picks. We've been dancing around it for 4 hours. We'll begin with Andy Hart, who has the Patriots 31-21, a 10-point victory for the Pats this weekend. Fitzy, your pick.
I got Patriots 27, Buccos 24. Andy Borogales gets it done. A very similar game to the Patriots at the Bills. I just see everyone scoring a little bit more in the warm weather as well. It's going to be a test. I agree with Giardi. I think the Patriots have a little more offense than the Bucs have right now, and that's going to get it done.
Ted Johnson?
I have the Patriots winning in a squeaker. I got them winning 21-20. I think the offense is going to slow down a little bit. I think the heat's going to be a factor. I think they're going to have to play keep away from the Bucs a little bit to keep the defense fresh. So I don't see it being a high-scoring game. And so I got the Patriots winning in a squeaker, 21-20. And the six wins, the 6-2 Tampa Bay Bucks, they have the smallest. They're only plus 16 in their margin of victory. So they win a lot of very close games. I think this will be close, but I think the Patriots win it and squeak one out here.
Yeah, usually a decent amount of points floating around just in general in those Bucks games. So should be exciting. Another squeaker coming from Brian, who's running our Twitch and our social media. 24-23, he has the Patriots winning. So Andy, Fitzy, Ted, Brian have the Pats. Stiz, your pick for this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a scrappy, tough game that the Bucks are going to win 19-17. I'm with my guy, Mr.
Noted
Tom
hater.
E. Curran.
Okay.
And my pick, I agree on the score with Nick Fitzy Stevens. I have 27-24. I also have the Bucks winning this weekend.
Let's
so
go.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a respectable. It's going to be close throughout. Very well could come down to a field goal, as Fitzy mentioned. But I do have Tampa winning a close one here against New England. But our pick, more than anything else, is Christian Arcan. How are you, Christian?
What's up, Christian?
I'm well. How you doing, guys?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Those of you picking the Patriots to lose in Tampa, Ted, do you remember the last time the Patriots lost in Tampa?
Oh, don't say it was 1997, the year I went down there, and they had the ball for 40 minutes. Mike Allstott, that game?
It was that game, and do you remember what happened right before that game? You were just talking about a concert.
Yeah, the stage diving.
The guys Everclear concert.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the Chris Canty game where he forced a fumble and then started dancing, and they got the ball back. Remember that?
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. That's the last time we went down.
That's the last time you lost in Tampa. The last time you lost. Like, you're on the team now. Last time that the Patriots lost in Tampa Bay was that game, yes.
That game was awful because our offense was 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, and I remember running by Bledsoe and thinking, I'm glad you had a good time on Thursday night at that Everclear concert. Golly.
I was actually reading about that on the internet today. I was reading some preview on Sons of Sam Horn or something, and they were talking all about that game. And when you started talking about the Pearl Jam concert, I thought of that as I was driving in. So, yeah, hopefully it's not a repeat of that. Hopefully no one went to a – I don't know. Who's Everclear these days? Who's a rock band these days?
Yeah.
Who's
Van Fleet, maybe?
Greta Van Fleet. You know what it might be? It would be maybe at a Post Malone show.
A Post Malone concert, yeah. Hopefully no one's doing that. Anyway, we got 3 hours. Chris Price going to join me at 7:30. Looking forward to that. We have the Arcan Fire and clickbait and headlines and all that good stuff. I have some thoughts on the World Series and the NBA Finals ratings. A lot of people talking about that. The World Series beat the NBA Finals again. I have some thoughts that I'll get to on that. And the Bruins are just flexing all over the NHL.
Yeah, they are.
So we'll have that at the end of this hour as well. Lots to get to today.
You believe her in the bees? This a mirage? This legit? What do you feel?
I think it's a mirage, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a lot. Yeah. And hopefully they can at least keep it up for a while. Montreal is killing it right now. I don't think they're that good either. So I don't know. I think this could be an interesting season one way or another.
No question. The Atlantic is wide open. So
how about this guy in the one chair, by the way?
Great.
yeah. Look at this.
Crushing it, man.
Come a long way since hiding.
Not wearing
in the
a hat? He's always wearing hats. I didn't even know what his hairline looked like. Looking good, Dan.
I'm putting a hat right back on when we get back on Monday. But stick around, Christian Arcand show coming up 3 hours up until Boomer and Valenti. Then tune in on Sunday, Football Sunday. Arcand, Teddy J, Chris Scheim, Megan Onalini leading you into the Patriots and the Bucks. You got Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show after the game. And of course, stick around, Drake May, Marcus Jones on the Monday edition of WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a safe weekend. And Teddy, who are we rooting for? Tufts, Middlebury?
Come on, Middlebury all the way, baby. Let's go. Tomorrow morning, 10:30, if anybody's interested.
Jumbos are going down. Andy Hart not here to defend himself for his school, but have a wonderful and safe weekend out there. Go Pats. We'll talk to you on Monday. See ya.
Just don't ask me to pick any sides here.
Didn't know this guy was allowed to talk.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.